Tato, and a big welcome to everyone out there. Hope you guys have had a good week, coming off the long weekend. It's a great Easter, actually, good weather and all. As usual, we've got Mike here, but Mike appears to be in a bar. Looks like he's
about to
do Jaeger shots or something. So a little bit different background there. And our very special guest today is Mr. Tom Agnew from Up in Functional Fitness up in Auckland. So welcome, Tom.
How's it going?
Long overdue, bro.
Yeah.
I knew when I messaged you that you must have known that I was going to give you a message at some point in time and get you on board.
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Hey, before we kick off, man, I love the picture in the background. I think I made a comment. Who's the artist that did the picture for you?
That's my training partner, Deban.
He's on. Fantastic, hey.
Yeah, insane.
Does he do portraits for people if they hit him up on a commission basis or something like that?
Not really, kind of thing. Like if he decides to draw something, then he'll draw it, kind of thing. But if he feels like pressured to do something, then it just seems like he can't draw it. So
stifles his creative juices or something.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah, we'll have a close up later on when we have a look at your Insta, bro. Do a bit of a shout out to him because I really like his work, man. I said to Mike, I said, how do we get this guy to do us a South Pacific muscle one so we can have it in the background? Yeah. Anyway, hopefully. So for those that don't know Tom, you want to give us a bit of a rundown about yourself, how you got into training, and where you're at the moment.
Okay, yep. Well, it first started, I guess, 2014, so 6-7 years ago. Just started gymming just to get more social contact, meet more people, because like I originally was up from Whangarei. So yeah, joined a gym up there and then started gymming and then decided I wanted to do something more than just gym. Wanted to, do something with what I built, kind of thing, like the physique that I built. So decided like bodybuilding would be the best route and then just slowly got into it. So moved down here for work purposes.
What are you doing work wise at the moment?
Auto sparky.
Oh, mean.
So, awesome. The electrical side on cars. So helps pay the bills for bodybuilding. So,
bro, they are so in demand at the moment, man. I got some work done on my Kingswood and it took forever to get it done. And the guy just said, look, if you could find an apprentice for me, I'd be forever grateful. But he said, you know, at the moment I'm doing 60 plus hour week, 7 days a week. And so auto sparky, anyone looking for a trade, awesome trade to get into.
Definitely.
Cool. Hey, so early on, do you want to talk us about early on and I guess, your early days of sport and things and what sort of things were you into as a young fella?
Not really much. I was, like, because with being short and all, like, there's not really much sports I can get into, like, and because if I'm going to do something, I want to be competitive at it.
Yeah.
So there's not much point in playing rugby or soccer, that sort of stuff. It's just not quick enough or big enough. Yeah. But my old man played at indoor bowls.
Yep.
So I started getting into that a bit. And, yeah, so that was all before the gym and kind of thing. Like I was getting into that and then slowly dropped that off when I got more into gym and kind of thing because I was training at the same times as indoor bowls was on. So that was the only real sport that I did play as like before.
So you're really
bodybuilding, I guess.
You're a bodybuilder for life then, really?
Yeah, I am now.
How old are you now, Tom?
26. Oh,
far out. So it's only real early days for you then. You got another 10 years before you sort of peak it, you know?
Yeah, so, definitely.
Hey, for those that don't know your stats, do you want to give us how tall are you? What do you weigh? Because, I've seen your weights and I want to talk about that next, but I just want a bit of a point of reference for that.
Sweet. So I'm 130 centimeters, which is like 4'2", 4'3". somewhere around that mark, and I am weighing now currently 55 kilos, and my stage weight last time was like 46 kilos.
Holy crap. Like, so, you know, I looked at you, and I was speaking to Mike earlier, and I said, you know, I looked at some of your lifts, and we'll have a look at them again when we go to Insta, but, you know, I think you benched a 140, you were squatting 4 plates, maybe 185, I think you might have been doing. And
yeah,
I said to Mike, you know, Tom is probably fractionally, you know, not much in it. Another year or two, you'll be stronger than me. And I'm sitting at, a, you know, 100 odd kilos and a former, you know, New Zealand Strongest Man competitor. And
yeah,
I, at some stage, man, tell me you're going to have a crack at powerlifting and just rewrite the record books.
Yeah, for sure. So I was going to dive in it, like I was going to be doing it this year kind of thing, but just with how well my off-season for bodybuilding is going, it's, and want to get my lifts up a bit more before I, because when I get into powerlifting, it just wants to be like a short-term thing rather than a long-term thing. So I want to be able to get my lifts up where I'm confident and then do a short stint in powerlifting.
Yeah, I mean, those numbers and like, you know, I said it in our post, and I wasn't being tongue-in-cheek at all. I genuinely think that you're probably pound for pound the strongest guy in the country.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I'd have no idea. So
yeah, look, I remember, sorry.
115, it's like me benching, what, 280?
Yeah.
I don't even think I can bench 140, so.
Yeah, I looked. I remember when I was a young fella, I was heavily involved in powerlifting, and there was a guy over, I think it's from Europe, and he was probably about your height. He had a phenomenal squat. He was well into the, you know, sort of 240, 50 range. Again, yeah, a massive, massive bench, but he struggled on the deadlift. And I don't know, dude, what's your, in terms of the exercises and things you do, are there any exercises that you do have trouble with? Because the ones I've seen, you're just phenomenally strong and you're excelling in them.
I guess it's all for the, like, I put all the good lifts on the gram. So, so deadlifts, like, I've just started getting back into them kind of thing, because, like, the biggest thing about that is, like, the grip strength. Like, I can't even, I think it's about 70 kilos where my deadlift grip gives out kind of thing, but I've deadlifted just over 100 kilos before and then stopped just because I needed new straps and then just stopped doing them. Yep. But yeah, did, I think it was 80 kilos or something like that the other day for a number of reps. Yep. So
it's just, yeah, it's just those leverages. Like, when I look at you, I just think, man, that guy is just built to squat, that guy is built to bench, you know. And you,
yeah,
know, I was probably the other way around. I was kind of built to more deadlift than anything else, having long limbs. You know, we've all got our strengths. Hey, Mike, I know you had some questions about training for Tom.
Yeah, I did a really quick Google search to kind of find out what some of the issues might have been around training for you. So do you have any sort of issues with sort of your spine, your any kyphosis or any curvature in your spine that's an issue?
Not really. Like, when I was young, like, this was another reason of getting into the gym, is like I had a disc bulge in like the lower back. Like, I'm not too sure on the numbers what it was, which spine thing it was, but it was, yeah, two major disc bulges, and I just got told I needed to strengthen the core to like take the stress off that. But in terms of like spinal like curvatures and stuff like that, it's just focusing on posture and no problems.
You can have some joint laxity in the hips and the shoulders next to them. No issues with your ligaments or hypermobile joints or anything?
Nah, I'm pretty good in that sense kind of thing. Like, I know a few people that do have that sort of stuff, but nah, hey, I guess I was kind of blessed on that side of things.
Just for people that, you know, like, people like to pussyfoot around things. I kind of don't. I just steamroll in and say what it is. You know, like,
yeah, that's the one.
What do you refer to yourself as in terms of when, you know, as a...
Just a little person, I guess. Just short person, whatever. Like, I'm not really too fussed, but
I don't know about PC, little person, bro. Oh, I'll give you a short person. I think you're a unit.
Yeah. Little person, I'm pretty sure, is a PC way off describing us, I guess. So that's what I've heard. So, I'm not.
You don't seem fussed, bro. People. You don't seem fussed.
Nah.
Oh, look, you've got an amazing attitude towards training in there, and you know, I listened to you breaking down your lifts, and you've just done a heavy bench, and like all of us, you know, we love doing heavy bench now and then, but you actually said, oh, you know, I didn't feel comfortable under it, and so now I want to work my way up, and you know, until I feel comfortable with that weight. So you're obviously you know, putting your ego behind and putting your training first. So what's your kind of general philosophies on training? Obviously you're directed, you know, you've got your head in the right place in terms of bodybuilding, but what are your general kind of philosophies on training?
Just based on the feeling most of the time, kind of thing. Like most of the time I can push it and to feel great under the weight, kind of thing, and try to get up that rep range before I go up another level, kind of thing, like with squats, kind of thing. A couple of months ago, I was squatting 165 for max for like 2 or 3 reps, and I wanted to get up to 12 reps before I went up the weight, just so I felt comfortable under the, 4 plates. Mm-hmm. And yeah, generally between that 10 to 15 rep range, just to keep it safe, kind of thing, so you can't push. Like, I'm never really about the one rep maxes anymore. Yeah. Like, I was a few years ago, like, did them occasionally, but last time I did a one rep max was probably a year or two ago now. It's just...
Should we have a look at some of those recent lifts, eh? I just want to, you know, show people.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring up your Instagram, bear with me.
Sweet.
Right, so as we always do, promoting our athletes, tomtom.gym, Tom Agnew. You can get on there and follow him. Look, honestly, great footage on this, and lots of videos. I've really enjoyed it, actually, Tom. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Fuck that tricep. I told Mike, I said, you've got to look at it. I said, it looks like a slab of beef hanging off an arm. It definitely one of your stronger body parts.
Yeah. It's definitely come up a long way, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
definitely. I never knew it was that big, kind of thing, until D last night took a picture. Like, he was like, ah, you need to see this, kind of thing. So, he grabbed my phone and took a picture of it, and it's like, shit, didn't know that was there.
Oh, it looks awesome, mate. Just like... I guess I'm jealous because my triceps start halfway up my arm, but you know, a lot of the island boys have those triceps and they look like they insert below the elbow, they kind of hang, and yours certainly does that. So yeah, if we ever get on stage and they call a side tricep, I'll be running for the hills, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gold. Love it. And look this up. Yeah, as I said, oh, look at this. This is great. There you go.
Yeah, cool. Put you on there.
Yeah, it's neat, eh?
Yeah.
What a talented guy, man. So, you know, does he put much of his art up on his page?
I think it's a private page, though, but, yeah, he puts quite a bit of his art on there.
Cool. If you're lucky enough, guys, and he accepts your request, Dabin_XO, amazing artist, cool. I love the expressions, bro. Love it.
Yeah.
Does Dabin do quite a bit of filming and stuff for you?
In a few of the latest videos he has, but then some of them is just set up on a tripod. So when we're training together, I usually try to get some footage.
Yeah, you're looking pretty professional with that gear too, man. I have to have a yak to you about that because I'm still a budget phone guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you're looking good, man. What's your next comp?
At this stage, like, I haven't really set anything in stone, but I'm aiming for probably March next year. Just want to get a good off season kind of thing because I competed end of 2019 and 20, so give the body a bit of a rest and growth period.
So you got Pro-Am March 2022, possibly?
Yeah, that's the aim at the moment. But if things aren't looking right, then I'll just push for a later date. But that's the aim.
Oh, there's some gold stuff on here, man. Guys, you got to go and check this out. You've got to do this. That's off the hook, man. What are those dumbbells? What do they weigh?
I think it's 110s. So 50 kilos or something. I'm pretty sure I did them for the incline though as well. So
good stuff.
Somewhere.
Yep. Do you find it hard getting those big dumbbells up? I'm really starting to struggle with those lately. Trying to get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just on the low incline, trying to get them onto my shoulders. I need some tips on that, people. If anyone's got any tips out there for getting dumbbells up, here's that.
It's stronger.
Oh, yeah, I know. Bane of my life. This is the 185, isn't it? Oh, 180 on this one. 180.
Yeah, 180. You know.
180, no spotter.
Yeah.
Gold.
Always have the safety bar there, though. I've gone down on it a few times.
Most lifters in the 180 squat would be deadlifting, you know, a similar amount, somewhere in that range. So have you just not deadlifted a lot? Because I'd imagine that, you know, if your strength was equivalent, you'd be deadlifting somewhere near that. Or is there some reason you can't deadlift?
Deadlift, the biggest thing is the grip.
Mm-hmm.
So, even with straps, I think I was getting up to 120 kind of thing with the straps, and even the straps were giving out. So I should have bought better straps to just lock my hands in, but didn't really.
Yeah, I think you generally find too, Mike. You generally find that guys are either. I mean, you do get guys that are good all round lifts in the three lifts, but if you bent. If you're built specifically, you know, for benching and squatting, i.e. short arms and legs, you often find deadlifting, your leverages arms is good for deadlifting, and you'll find that a lot of those guys will move to a sumo deadlift, you know. But then you do find the guys that are just amazing at all three lifts if you know, but it is what it is. Sorry, Mike.
You know, hey, look, the diet period, I'm real interested because I was just doing a quick Google search and I found this dwarf bodybuilder, little person bodybuilder, sorry if I'm not PC, but who was in the UK. He talked about dieting on, he was eating 1,800 calories, which is probably double the amount that a person of his size should eat. So the fact that you weigh 55 kilos, give or take, does that mean you're dieting on 1,500, 1,600 calories, that sort of thing? I mean, what did you do for your last diet period?
We ranged between, I think it was 1,400 up to 1,800 kind of thing in the latest stages of prep kind of thing. And yeah, some days barely 20, 40 grams of carbs a day.
Yeah.
So.
A ton of protein, keeping it low carb.
Yeah, that's the one. So diets change completely now though, so.
I mean, do you in the off season, now that you're sort of building and bulking, Are you like the rest of us that just struggle to get food down? You're kind of trying to power through all this food to try and grow, or do you find that you don't consume
as much?
Got a lower base metabolic rate?
I've been slowly introducing food more and more kind of thing, like adding the food in. But I haven't, some days I struggle kind of thing, but most days I'm just fine kind of thing, because just keeping an eye on how lean I am kind of thing. I don't want to get too plump kind of thing, too round. So just dieting it backwards and forwards where I need to. So
yeah,
I'm only pushing, I think currently I'm on 2,800 calories.
That's a lot for it, you know, when you look at it from a size perspective, but then looking at your condition and that, you must have a reasonably quick metabolism.
Yes and no kind of thing. It's I guess more because I'm low fats and low protein kind of thing, and a lot of it's carbs kind of thing, so and then just found it so much better kind of thing, because if you look at my Instagram from a year ago, I was on we tried to push, I was with my coach then, we tried to push 2,700 and I was just, turned just fat kind of thing. Like just, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to see that. I've seen Lee Priest in a big bulk, and imagine if you're another sort of almost a foot shorter than Lee Priest, you'd look pretty horrific if you packed it on too much.
Yeah, exactly. So didn't want to go back there.
Gold.
Yeah, I guess if you take a sort of 55 kilo, I don't know, bikini athlete, she ain't got anywhere near the muscle that you've got. So therefore, you can consume a lot more calories because you've got a lot more fuel, bigger engine to burn it, more muscle, more base metabolic rate. So I suppose you can chew through a bit more.
It'd be an interesting proposition for a coach to pick you up as a client, as a new client, because you kind of, a lot of the norms go out the window with you,
Yeah, definitely. With everything kind of thing.
So you worked with a coach previously. Are you now doing your own thing at the
moment? Yeah, currently doing my own things just from the long off season kind of thing. But it's crazy kind of thing, because I'm more stricter than I've ever been kind of thing. I'm almost as strict as I was on prep kind of thing, 1-2 meals off a week and everything else is on point kind of thing.
It comes with age and experience. You get a little bit more settled in your off season. It used to be boom or bust. When I was young, it was pizza, ice cream in the off season.
I was having pizza for the cheap meals and stuff like that. But with all the high sodium, it just added so much water weight, you couldn't tell where you was for the next few days kind of thing. You just thought you needed to pull back calories kind of thing. But it was just all water weight. So cut the pizzas out now.
Hey, tell us about functional fitness, because I've been getting messages from all sorts of people saying you've got to come up and train at functional fitness.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a good idea. I'd definitely recommend it. It's definitely the best gym I've trained at. Before it was Wolf's gym.
Yep.
And it was still a good, it was more of a hardcore bodybuilding gym. So it wasn't as successful as it is now. But yeah, it's a lot cleaner and nicer run kind of thing, and got better equipment. And yeah, they're just investing so much into it. Our new owners, it's crazy how much they're actually putting into it. Awesome. So it's cool to see newer equipment kind of thing. So
yeah, because you've got a pendulum squat and stuff like that. It's some of the gear
there. We don't have a pendulum squat yet.
Oh. What is it? Must be a different type of squat machine. Someone was telling me about it, and they said, you've got to come try it out. And I think
there's a hack squat, one of those seated hack squats.
Yep. I've seen Anthony using that one.
Yeah.
And Tom's now managing it,
Yeah. Me and him are getting along great.
I bet. The two Toms, the terrible Toms.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll be up in for the Auckland show on, it's about a month away, I think, from memory.
I think it's May 5th or something like that.
Oh, check my list now, just to do a bit of a yell out to people. 1st of May. So those that are in Auckland, Auckland Champs, 1st of May, Men's Physique and Bikini Pro Qualifier. So there'll be people chasing pro cards. So I'll be coming up for that, and you can bet your bottom dollar I'll be spending a few days at functional fitness. So good choice. Can't wait. Right. Mike, have you got anything else you want to hit on nutrition training?
No. The only other thing that came up while I was searching is one of the questions I had, you have issues with your growth plates, right? If I'm wrong, did you have any? And my understanding is that once you stop growing taller, those harden over, and therefore it's a little bit safer to get into training. Did you have to kind of delay your weight training, or did you have to sort of modify your exercise or whatever because of those kind of growth plate issues early on?
No, not really. I started training when I was 18, so, and haven't had any issues from that. I was having one issue. It keep causing my lower back to flare up kind of thing, just the way I was doing the incline press kind of thing. I was bending over to pick the dumbbells up wrong. So then as soon as I changed that, everything's been smooth since.
So no greater issues than the rest of us have with just doing dumbbells?
Nah.
I think, like, you know, that...
no issues, all go.
Yeah, yeah, that's meant.
That's the thing, I think, you know, like, probably the reason I like our sport, like, you know, there's so many people from every background that you can think of, and every, you know, we've got guys in wheelchairs, we've got guys that, you know, we've interviewed that have prepped and their legs haven't worked, and when you talk to them, they're just another bodybuilder. At the end of the day, we're all kind of, you know, meatheads, and we do our thing, and we get so obsessive with it, and, you know, when I flick through your Insta and when I listen to you talking and that, it's the first thing that struck me. I was like, this guy's just another bodybuilder. He's one of us. And I think that's it's a really cool kind of message to send to people that, you know, we are a very inclusive sport, and we don't care what colour you are, what, you know, what your sexuality is, what your fucking physical attributes are. If you get in the gym and you fucking do the business and you're working as hard as the rest of us, you just become one of the boys. And, you know, all girls, yeah, absolutely, or anything in between. And I think, you know, to have someone like you, Tom, that's really excelling and I guess, you know, taking it to, you know, you're a bit of a next level athlete, so it's brand new. But, you know, it's probably a really good thing for other little people that are kind of like looking for something to do, because as you say, you know, you might not be able to cart around, you probably beat me at 100 meters anyway, but you know, on the rugby field or whatever it might be. But, you know, bodybuilding is a sport that you know, you're obviously excelling in, and, you know, it's a good, great role model for people out there that are looking for something to do.
Definitely.
Do you know any other bodybuilders with that are, you know, little people?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, like I would, just for Instagram kind of thing, and slowly meeting them for that kind of thing. Like, I know a couple, one in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah.
He hasn't competed for a while. I actually found out the other day he competed with Deban.
Oh wow!
So, like, he was showing me photos kind of thing. Like, do you know this guy? And I was like, yeah, I know that guy. And yeah, found out that he was training, competing with him.
Hey.
And one guy in America or Brazil or something like that, he's competing in the amateur Olympia and like Arnold's and that sort of stuff. So yeah, want to take him on one day.
Yeah, bro, do it, do it. Isaiah that the top in the world, you know, they're only just scraping over 5 foot anyway.
Mm.
So, you know, like, I mean, it'd be like if you put someone like, what's his name?
Sean Clarita.
Sean, I was going to call him George. If you put someone like Sean Clarita on stage next to Jamie Johal, I mean, how do you judge that?
Remember the old one from when Lou Ferrigno came back, and it was, I don't know the other guy's name, but he was very short. It was 4 foot 10 or 11 or something. They put him, just the shits and giggles, they put him next to Lou Ferrigno.
Yep.
When Lou did his comeback. Yeah, that was interesting. They were good. They took the piss, you know.
Oh, gold. Oh, well, anyway, we will leave those sort of decision up to the judges, because it's certainly well out of my league. But I look forward to seeing you on stage again. That's going to be really cool. I know what I was going to say. I remember what I was going to say now.
Sweet.
You must get hit up for a shitload of work in terms of advertising, television work, because you'd be incredibly marketable, you know. Have you had any offers recently in terms of things like that?
No, I haven't actually, which kind of is good in a way, kind of thing, because it's just so busy at the moment, like between work and bodybuilding, just don't have much time for anything else. But no,
you know how you do it. You know how you do it. What you do is you just work out what your hourly rate at work is and tell them you want double that and a minimum of 2 days. And take some time off work, 2 days annual leave, and then get paid double for standing in front of a camera. But you've got a couple of sponsors and things by the look of it.
Just the one at the moment, just Staunch, the supplement company.
Nice. So look after you
ambassador
well.
Definitely. So awesome. Just an ambassador for them. So every little bit helps, especially in this industry. So
it's an expensive game, mate.
Yeah, it's not cheap when you take it seriously. Yeah. Like, you can do it half ass kind of thing, but no one wants to do that.
Honestly, I don't know, and I know Mike, you're in the same boat. I think once you've committed and you've actually, you know, like you, Tom, you know, throwing everything into it, I don't know if you can take a step back and do it half ass. I just don't know if it's possible.
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore.
Which is tough situation to be in, because like I look at my bank account and she's just pouring out into the bodybuilding and hey, it is a lizard.
Yeah.
Got to spend our money on something, can't die with it all, can we?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Hey, before we go, Tom, I really want to thank you for coming on, because it's been really choice, but I also want to give you the opportunity now to do a shout out to any of your supporters, people that have helped you along the way, or anyone you just want to say shout out to.
I guess thank you for you guys for having me on. It's been a pretty cool chat back and forwards, and thank you for Staunch for the continued support, and I guess thank you for to all my training partners that I've had in over the years, because I guess they've been the ones that have slowly pushed me to the next level kind of thing and made me go to the next level and get to where I am today. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, guys, if you're going shopping for supplements, support those that support bodybuilders. So Staunch, guys, get out there. I think Tom's probably got a promo code on his Insta if you have a look there somewhere. Get out there, support those supplement brands that are supporting the show. So when you go to a show, have a look who's there. Have a look at your favorite athletes. Have a look who's supporting them. Spend your money there, man. That's what, you know, got to keep the money within the sport and not off the people that aren't putting it back into our sport. So it's my little message for the day. Thank you very much, everyone. Again, Tom, thank you so much. Can't wait to catch up with you and have a train up in Auckland. And from me, it's a good night.
Thanks, Tom. See ya.
Sweet.